Meditation for relationships. Find a quiet place to sit for a few minutes and gently close your eyes. As you settle in, take a moment to set your intention for this practice. It could be to do this for your greater well-being, to learn something about yourself, or to gain a different perspective on a relationship. Now that you have set your intention, take in a deep breath, bringing your shoulders up, then gently rolling them back and down with an audible sigh. Take a few moments to engage in full, easy, relaxed breaths, noticing the sensations of each inhale and each exhale. You can focus on the sensation of breath moving in and out of your nostrils, the rise and fall of your chest and belly, or even notice the sound of your breath moving in and out. If your mind wanders to other thoughts, that's okay. Minds do that. Don't fight your thoughts or fuse with them. Instead, gently bring your attention back to your breath, respectfully inviting the other thoughts into the background. Do this as often as needed during this meditation. Now bring to mind someone you love, someone who is a bright light in your life, someone you feel safe with. Pick someone for whom your emotions feel fairly pure and uncomplicated. It could be a family member, friend, mentor, child, or even an animal companion. As you bring this individual to mind, become a curious observer of your own thoughts and emotions. Do a gentle body scan to notice where you feel emotions in your body. Perhaps you feel a comfortable fullness in your chest, a smile on your face, a sense of ease in your belly. As you focus on your feelings for this individual, imagine sending them some of your loving, generous thoughts and wishes for them. Within your mind, you can say things like, "May you be safe and healthy. May you feel loved and appreciated. May you know joy and laughter. May you experience ease and well-being in your life." Now practice gently holding this person's mind in mind. When we hold another's mind in mind, we do so from an internal, non-judgmental stance that is accepting and respectful. The goal is to connect with the other individual's internal experiences and perspectives without introducing our own judgments about and reactions to this person. So holding your loved one's mind in mind, how would they feel to know you are sending them kind thoughts and wishes? Perhaps they feel touched. Perhaps it gives their confidence a boost. Perhaps it makes them smile. Maybe they even send some of those same sentiments back to you. Take time now to send your kind thoughts and wishes to someone you don't know as well. Maybe someone who is a more neutral figure in your life. This might be a checker at the grocery store, a neighbor down the street, the mail carrier in your neighborhood, the receptionist at your doctor's office. May you be safe and healthy. May you feel loved and appreciated. May you know joy and laughter. May you experience ease and well-being in your life. As you hold this person's mind in mind, imagine how they might feel to know you are wishing them well. Would they appreciate it? Would they offer those well wishes back to you? Try sending these kind thoughts and wishes to someone who is a relative stranger. Maybe someone who was in front of you in line at the post office earlier today. Someone you noticed in the car next to you at a stoplight. Send these thoughts and wishes from the part of you that recognizes we all deserve to be treated with basic respect, and we all experience the commonalities of the human condition: joy, beauty, struggle, and suffering. May you be safe and healthy. May you feel loved and appreciated. May you know joy and laughter. May you experience ease and well-being in your life. Can you hold this person's mind in mind? It may feel harder because they are a stranger to you, and that's okay. Might it make a difference to them in some way, knowing that a relative stranger hopes they have a rich life? Take a few moments now to bring to mind someone in your life who has been difficult to deal with, even if you like or love them. Maybe this is someone with whom you have experienced significant strife, or maybe this person has hurt you in a significant way. Pay special attention to your breath and your emotions, noticing any changes in your body. What are you feeling now? See if you can gently hold this person's mind in mind with respect and acceptance. Remember, the goal is to connect with this person's internal experiences and perspectives without introducing your own judgments and reactions. This may feel quite difficult, and that is okay. Can you practice seeing the world through their eyes? Consider what you know about their life experiences. What has shaped them? What experiences might have inspired their choices and behavior in life? See if you can maintain an awareness that we all have experienced hardships and joys. Indeed, we are all perfectly imperfect. With non-judgmental attention, imagine what may have motivated their contribution to the struggle between you. When we hold another person's mind in mind this way, it does not mean we have to agree with or condone their choices and behavior. Rather, we are simply trying to understand them, being mindful of how our own emotions and experiences may shape our viewpoints. As you have practiced holding this person's mind in mind, this person with whom you have experienced strife, have your emotions changed at all? If so, how do you notice this in your body? Take notice also of no change. That is okay too, of course. Still holding this person's mind in mind, consider sending them some of the same kind thoughts and wishes you sent to others earlier in this meditation. See if you can cultivate a willingness to do so from that same awareness that we all deserve to be treated with basic respect. And we all experience the commonalities of the human condition: joy, beauty, struggle, and suffering. May you be safe and healthy. May you feel loved and appreciated. May you know joy and laughter. May you experience ease and well-being in your life. How do you feel now? If you find it too difficult to offer these specific well wishes, perhaps you could offer others like, may you find support and help for your difficulties. May your hurts and injuries heal, allowing you to fully embrace life. May your hard edges soften, allowing you to know deep richness in your life. Take another deep breath in and release it with a sigh. Engage in full, easy, relaxed breaths, noticing the sensations of each inhale and each exhale. As this meditation draws to a close, let your mind drift throughout your body, taking a kind, caring inventory of what you notice within yourself. Do you feel any different now than when you first started this meditation? Have your emotions shifted or changed at all? If so, how do you notice this in your body? Take notice also of no change. That is okay too. The primary goal of this meditation is to practice holding another's mind in your mind with compassion and respect. Congratulate yourself on taking time to engage in this practice and opening into the idea that you can offer kindness to others, even those with whom you have experienced strife. This skill takes time to learn, and we may need to relearn it at various times in our lives. So the most important thing is that you showed up in the first place.